what do you think is the bottom line why someone should come to this museum? Like, let's just say you're someone that's played, you know, Mario a couple of times in your life, and you're kind of not the biggest gamer. Why should they come?
We're trying to hit every possible facet of gamer, from the most casual to the most hardcore. And we believe that there's something here for all of those levels of people. Because if you're the kind of person that just played Mario a couple of times and has a sort of a, you know, a far away perspective to what video gaming really is, we want you to come to learn where it came from, how important it is in our culture, how much more there is that you probably haven't seen or knew. And then on the other end of it, the hardcore people, we're trying to appeal to them, not only to immerse them in the gaming of the last 30 years, but also to teach them that here's some things that you think you know it all. I bet you we can stump you. Bet you that there's some things here that you're going to learn. Bet you you're going to get a chance to touch something or play something that you either didn't know existed or certainly never were able to put your hands on. So that level of interactivity and also being able to sort of educate people at every level kind of makes this a museum that's going to be fun for anybody at any level of gaming, you know, hardcoreness.
It's not. I mean, although there is a ton of interactivity and opportunities to actually play games in the museum, a big part of what we're trying to do there is kind of lose the stigma of video games. It's not just about fun and games or playing Call of Duty for 17 hours a day, 6 days a week. We want to show people that, you know, there's a lot more to making a video game, or a lot more behind the video games than, you know, than what you see in on the shelves in your local Best Buy or independent video game store. This is about how video games are made, and this is about introducing people to options as far as careers are concerned. You know, we have a pretty good relationship with SMU, which is the only university in the country that offers a master's degree in video game design, and they're going to be contributing curriculum for us to use in our classroom in the museum, and run little workshops and show kids how to build this or how to build that, or how to write a simple game program in a couple of days. And playing games is a huge part of our museum, but you know, we also want people to understand that, you know, it's not just about playing games. There's a lot more to video games than just playing them.